This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. I threw the phone number at you earlier, but I'll do it again. 1-866-509-4545. If you leave us a message, say it's for Kelly and Company. Give us permission. Maybe we can throw your message on air like we did Roberts. 1-866-509-4545. Always nice to hear your voice. Feedback at AMI.ca. You can ask your questions. Maybe you want to know about AMI Connect. Maybe you want to know about AMI Tele, AMI Audio, or AMI TV. Please, good way to do it. Feedback at AMI.ca. On Twitter, where you can follow along with what's happening on the shows, what's coming up, or ask questions of AMI Audio at AMI Audio on Twitter. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of the show. And on Fridays, we like to welcome in the co-producer of the program, Jeff Ryman, to talk lifestyle headlines off the top.
From fashion to travel, pets, and more, we cover it all on the Lifestyle Report with me, Jeff Ryman.
Welcome back, sir. How are you? So did you hear me, sir? Or did we not hearing you? There you are. Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. It's always good to be back on a Friday, just before a nice weekend. And what are we, 2 weeks away from the long weekend now?
I think
getting
so,
close. Right?
Totally forgot we have one of those this month.
I know.
It is the season.
Us.
Yeah, they start coming in, and we always joke at the company because I think, isn't that when they start the Friday afternoons off?
I think so.
To us,
and
that's just a rumor.
They.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody but us, right? I mean, it's something we...
it's almost like the unofficial, I wouldn't say start to summer, because I think summer starts in late June.
That's right.
But here, I know in Canada, I mean, the second there's, 12, 13, 14 degree weather, people seem to go crazy, kind of like myself. Like, I'm already wearing shorts and a t-shirt. But I know this is like the unofficial start to the cottage season, where people will start to go to their cottages, their cabins, wherever it may be. And it's kind of the unofficial start to the summer, I guess.
And, really, for a lot of people in Canada, they consider the Victoria Day long weekend, or that the start, because it's otherwise known as the 2-4 weekend. So I think that's the official start of cottage and beer time in the summer and really the marker people give. But it's so different now. And I know that's been our struggle, and hopefully not much longer will we feel like, oh, yeah, long weekend. Oh, well. It's been kind of a long weekend anyway for the last 5 months here.
Yeah.
Where are we starting, sir? Okay.
Yeah, speaking of special weekends, of course, it's Mother's Day. You guys were just talking about that on the other side of the break, and that's kind of where I want to go right now, because I was looking around, and I've already gotten my gift for my mother. Don't worry. But there are some people like those... Like, it's almost like Christmas, when people wait till the last minute to go grab something for their mothers. I think the same thing, for Mother's Day. So I went online and I found an article on goodhousekeeping.com, which I put on the blog, by the way. So if you want to take a look at this list, it is up on our blog, the Kelly and Company blog. So they've got 45 relatively cheap and relatively last minute gifts you can potentially get your mom if you forgot or have just not decided to go out and buy something for your mother.
And I laugh about the forgetting, but a lot of people have been, because as we just mentioned, nothing seems in the right place or time.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about the long weekend sneaking up on us. How about Mother's Day sort of sneaking up on us as well? So, you know what? I can forgive those people who have misplaced the day. Like you said, Kelly's kind of just been a weird past 14 months or so. But there's a list of 45 different things. Now, I'm not going to be able to get through all 45 things in this one segment because there's just not enough time. But I'll go through a couple of the ones I thought were pretty impressive and some of the stuff that, is always nice to give to your mother. And number one on the list is fresh flowers. This is maybe the most typical gift that people will give to their mothers, but whenever you hand them over some fresh flowers, a bouquet, whatever it may be, it just lights up their world. And so fresh flowers, for obvious reasons, number one on the list. And you can pretty much get those just about anywhere. And those things probably won't be sold out. Although if you do wait till Mother's Day, they may be gone. Number two on the list, and this is something I've seen trend upwards as of late, and I haven't used any yet, and I don't know if you guys have, but shower steamers. These things seem to be the trend. It's almost like a bath bomb for showers, and it steams and it sort of releases a nice fragrance, and I know it can sort of, you breathe in, and it sort of, it just sort of puts you at ease and relaxes
your sinuses.
Takes
care of all that plugged up. Anyway, let's not get too graphic, but nice.
And what do mothers love? Sometimes they love being pampered, right? I mean, sometimes the spas in here in Ontario aren't open. I mean, I think massages are open, but aside from that, like, they can't go get their nails done and all that stuff. So, you know, you can almost bring the spa home. And I'm not saying a shower steamer is going to do that, but it's, you know, something where they can go and just relax and just enjoy being maybe away from everybody and just enjoying their own alone time.
A scent, like a really nice smell, like you know, a lot of moms, just that's something. Well, we all like our certain smell and things like that, but we talk about the flowers and that, but this is another, you know, another way if you have a scent that, you know, is your mom's favorite scent.
Yeah, absolutely. And they come in all different types of scents. Number four on this list, and I'm skipping ahead here, a shiatsu neck pad massage pillow. How about that? I always love when somebody has some sort of massage gadget at their house, whether that's a massage chair, an attachment to the back of a chair. I've even had somebody who's had a helmet where you wear a helmet and it gives you a nice scalp massage or a head massage.
I just picturing you getting something like this for your mom and it disappearing.
I know.
I wonder where it is.
Jeff's
house. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Yeah. I'm sure you would have enjoyed this. I will.
We've definitely done that, right? Mom will love this, and so will we.
Let me try it out for her.
Except maybe Mom's going to go hide that in a safe somewhere so no one can touch it. Like I said, you know, some people aren't comfortable going out to get a massage or go to a spa because they're not open. You know, again, bring that spa home. Who doesn't like a massage? I've never met a person who dislikes massages. So if you can get them some sort of massage gadget, you know, I think that could be really good. Another one on this list is a tea sampler. And if your mom is huge into tea, and I know my mom's into tea, but she's not like massive into tea. Actually, I feel like I'm more of a tea toddler.
I was just going to say, I think this is a Jeff Ryman list more than anything. Holy cow.
It to my attention.
That's why he's skipping over things. He's skipping over the stuff he doesn't
like. That's right. Oh, Mom, this is the stuff you can return to me in case one of somebody gives it to you and you don't want it.
I know. But tea, you can go to a bunch of different tea places. David's Tea, I think, is a big one here in Canada, and especially here in Ontario, which probably has something similar to this, where you can go in order and hopefully get that to your mom for Sunday. I know a lot of people have brunch on Sunday, so maybe a nice little tea to go along with that brunch. Or maybe on the opposite side of that spectrum, if your mom likes to have a couple of glasses of wine, I'm not saying brunch is necessarily the right time to do it. Maybe it is, depending on your family.
Maybe later in the afternoon.
Maybe some mimosas.
Maybe later.
Early evening, just after dinner.
Yeah. Mimosas. Oh, gotta love those. Wine freeze cooling cups. Now, who doesn't want one of these bad boys? I know my mom would enjoy this because I know she loves her glass of white wine, and she usually puts an ice cube in it just to keep it a little bit cool. Now, some people, that may not be their thing, but these wine freeze cooling cups can basically do the trick where it keeps your nice white wine cold for basically the entire time you're drinking it. So almost no need for the ice cube. So wine freeze cooling cups on this list, that's actually a really cool idea. Maybe I should maybe indulge a little bit more and get that for my mom. Sticking with the wine theme, really cool idea here. It's called Birthstone Wine Bottle Stopper. You can get this from uncommongoods.com. And basically what it is, instead of putting just a basic old cork back into your bottle of wine, it has your birthstone on it and it clogs up. It almost looks like a little balloon coming out of the wine. the wine bottle. You can get that customized to whatever color or whatever your birthstone is. So I thought that was really cool. And then the last one, if your mom's not necessarily into wine or tea or spas, why not just get them a couple month membership to something? Maybe it's Netflix. Maybe it's something, you know, audiobook related. It can be anything. Just get them a little bit of a membership, and therefore they can just go off, relax, do their own thing, you know, and everybody's happy. So those are just a couple of the things. I think I went through maybe like 5 or 10 of them, but there's 45 on this list. Again, it's on the Kelly & Company blog. If you're one of those last minute shoppers, or if you're looking for maybe ideas for your mother, if it's her birthday coming up in the next couple of weeks as well, or even just looking forward to next Mother's Day. Lots of great ideas on this list.
AMI.ca/Kelly Co. The thing that as a kid I always thought was the greatest idea for the great, you know, greatest gift, and I'd tell my father when he'd say, well, what are we going to get mom for Mother's Day? I'd always say Jergens lotion. And he'd, what? I'd say, well, I like it, and I love that. And it always reminded me of my mom. So anywhere that anyone else wore it, they became an instantly nice person to, as far as I was concerned, because they wore the same, or wore the same, used the same lotion because it smelled lotion. The same. I'd be like, oh, this can't be a bad person. They smell like my mom, right? That, aww, as a kid, was, you know, and I think you associate certain things like that, whether it's perfume, especially when you're younger, and it really is comforting. And I know that whenever I, as a kid, thought of mom, it was stuff like that.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't have to go. And I heard you guys talking in segment one. Sometimes you just don't have to go over the top. You don't have to go extravagant. And my mom sounds a lot like how your mothers were, where it's like, it doesn't matter how much you spend. It's just the thought that you put into it. Again, you know, when you're in kindergarten or in grade school and you make your macaroni art and you think it's so cool and you give it to mom and, you know, her face just lights up and she's just having a great time because, you know, you remembered it was Mother's Day and you're so appreciative of everything that she's done. You don't have to go over the top. And typically what I do with my mom in a normal year, obviously can't really do it this year, is like what you did, Kels, is you make them a nice breakfast or lunch or dinner or some sort of meal, whatever it is, and get that more sentimental value as opposed to that money value in there. So whatever it is, I mean, everybody knows their mom. Everybody knows their mom is different. And just sort of, you know, buy from the heart, you know, or just give from the heart. And that's basically all that really matters.
I think
maybe an air fryer.
I was just going to say, are you working on the Ramya Muthan list for your mom?
Yeah, I was going to say it. That sounds like a Remy Amuthan type thing.
No. Like, my mom's really good at cooking, so let's just get
her. I'm sure she is, and I'm sure that's what she wants to do on Mother's Day. Here, try out this air fryer. Yeah. It's safer to eat, Mom. I'll prove it.
Yeah, Kels, I'll squeeze this last one in, and this one has to do with wine once again. It must be a theme that I came across earlier today. This wine is literally out of this world, and the price is pretty stratospheric. Christie's, which is a wine company, said Tuesday it is selling a bottle of French wine that spent more than a year in orbit at the International Space Station. The auction house thinks a wine connoisseur might pay as much as $1 million to own it. Basically what they did is they turned a $10,000 bottle of wine. So it's already expensive enough. Apparently it was known for its silky, ripe flavor of black cherry, cigar box, and leather. And it's very, a very fine, I know, right? I love, if you like eating leather, this one might be for you.
Oh, no, it's the cigar box you want to chow down. Yes.
When? Okay.
But yeah. This one could go for $1 million. I don't know if I were to spend $1 million on a bottle of wine. I don't think I'd ever open it. But I mean, if you could somehow manage to get that for your mom for Mother's Day, that might be the best gift, I think, ever. Like, that is number one on the list.
What
if you
combo.
Get your mom. I know, right?
Wow.
A bottle from space. Unbelievable.
Yeah. A bottle she can't open for Mother's Day. Yeah. That's nice.
Nope. Just look at it and then have the hassles of making sure nobody knocks it over. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Jeff, he's been here with Lifestyle. We'll have him back later on Cut for Time. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, hosts of the show. We'll take a break. It's our app update next.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.